And so many times we come together and it might almost feel like it's just we're just doing it because it's a good thing to do it. We're coming here, but yes, really, it's life. That's what we find. We hear God's voice in our services, in our lives. And this morning, we're back from, we had a week in Mossel Bay. That was quite nice. And the family. So, as I was thinking about, just talking about hearing God and connecting with the Lord, you also see your children, anything, they must also hear us, the parents. And they don't hear, then you want to call them by a name and say, Gustav, Samuel, Lucy, listen, what is going on? And maybe sometimes it's out with that of God as well. He wants us to listen. There's so much in store for us. There's so many good things for us. So I'm just reflecting over this a bit, and I'll share a few thoughts about it, and I'm sure we will continue in our small groups during the week as well. It's talking about hearing God's voice. Often when there's at a conference or something, when they talk about we're going to see the will of God and you're going to talk about how to hear God's voice, then it's packed. Then there's, everyone is there. Because we just have such a desire to know what's to come. Just to know what's coming, let's know the future, to know so many things. And I just realized that God just wants so much more for us. We just want to hear God's voice to get something, to get answers, it's almost like we have made requests and then we want to know. We want to do this, so we want to know. We understand consequences, we're teaching it to our children. There's a consequence. You can't just do whatever you want to do. There's consequences. Sometimes it's very tough for them. They feel it on their body, the consequences for their decisions. And we also feel it when we make wrong decisions. But life is not just about doing the right stuff. And that's almost what I want to share a bit about. It's not just that God just wants us to miss this and miss that obstacle and go there and do the right thing here. There's much more than that. And there's a deep relationship that God wants us to enter in. Where hearing God is just, it's almost just a part of it. The hearing part is just, that's just something of a relationship with God, of a walk with the Lord. But just hearing His voice is a little bit of that. And that's just something to think about. Where in our walk with the Lord, it's almost a whole new life that you enter in. I still remember when I decided to follow the Lord in matric on a camp. We had a cross that we burned and everything, and I saw that cross burning. And I decided, I'm going to follow the Lord. I realized what Jesus has done for my life, and He saved me from my sin. It was such a freedom and a joy that came from that. Before that, I was so confused, and what happened after that, I just started telling people that I'm following Jesus. For the first time in my life, I was just sharing. And then I was so confused about where I must study, because then I applied for the Technikon for computer science. And then at Stellenbosch, and so then I got accepted at both, and I don't know, so now I'm praying about that, and I don't know, where must I go? And then you almost follow the signs, then you get a place in Dagbreek. I didn't go to the rest, but then someone else phoned my mother's friend, said, they've got accommodation for me in Stellenbosch, I must just pay the water. I think it was still 60 rand a month. So that's a bargain, so you didn't take it. And you feel, okay, that must be the Lord, and you just go with that. And then through my walk with God, many got baptized with the Holy Spirit, and it was just some of the stepping stones where you enter into a life of hearing God. Sometimes it's warnings, sometimes it was directions, sometimes it's just a still small voice, almost like a gut feeling. And I realized that Sometimes it's not so much about being right and wrong as to being walking with God. And walking and engaging and making God part of our lives. And that is really what that we are designed for. We are designed to hear the Lord. We are designed to experience God. He loves us. And that's something that I've still just meditate upon during this week, and just thinking, I'm designed to interact with the Lord on many levels. There's many things that God wants to do through our lives. And we all know the time when we don't know. That scary moment we must, for Niels is not here. I know when he just bought a new car, so then he's thinking, oh, am I making the right decision or not? And there's all this big stuff, or buying a house, we realize, okay, it's a big thing, or what you're going to study, or who you want to marry. And there's so many things. And in the moment of indecision, or where you don't know, or what's going to come, there's a very scary and a lonely place. Or it can be a very scary and a lonely place, is you just run into it all by yourself. I also remember sitting under trees in parks and just talking to the Lord and said, Lord, I must know what's going on. Or walking in Stellenbosch, looking at the skies, and I say, Lord, I need a sign. I need a sign. This is what I want to do. And then I saw a shooting star, and I read something in a book, and a lot of things just came together. And it's just amazing for me always how God speaks to us. And I know you will have your own stories, your own testimonies of various things. And it's almost this morning, I just want to encourage us again to go deeper in our relationship with the Lord. Really to look for those things, that specific things that God is using to speak to each one of us. Because there's a unique way, a unique connection. And from the beginning, it is God's intention to speak to us and to dwell within us. We see it all through the Bible. In the Old Testament, obviously, at the tent of meeting, or God spoke to Moses and he was representing God to the people. But Moses was always able to, or the prophets were always able to go somewhere and they hear from the Lord. God was always committed to his people. In the desert with the cloud and the fire, we just talked about it this morning in the car. Lee mentioned how incredible it must have been when that cloud descended, or that fire, and God starts speaking. It will be quite something. If there's something comes over this building and God starts speaking to us, then we're not going to say, am I hearing God or not? It's going to be, pretty awesome. But that's the kind of relationship they had throughout the ages. And people they were used to it. And in Exodus 33, when Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend, and the Lord would speak to Moses. Then all the people saw the pillar of cloud, and standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship, each at his tent. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face. God used to speak to Moses at the time face to face. David said, Psalm 23 that we know, where God leads us. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. There's a leading of God that he's committed to. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. We are not alone. So this morning, we are not alone. Even it might feel that we are in a scary place or a lonely place, looking for so many answers, we have so many questions, but we are not alone. But I want us to get away from just thinking about hearing God in terms of guidance, just in terms of, I want to know the next step, or I want to know an answer. I'm reading a bit of Dallas Willard. He wrote a book, Hearing God. And he said that what if hearing God is just one dimension of our interaction with the Lord? So we must where it's just one dimension of hearing, of interaction with the Lord, just the hearing bit. It's just the whole life. So I'm not going to give you all the answers. I believe there's answers. I believe there's just a place where God just wants to speak to each one individually. Sometimes we just pray for guidance, and I realize that often many of those prayers for guidance are driven by fear. Because I don't want this to happen. I don't want the bad consequence. I'm afraid that is going to happen. This is going to happen. There's so many things that are just driven by fear. And God said from the beginning, He's with us. He's committed to our lives. Don't fear. So there's already a place where we can go beyond that, beyond the fear, and just being with God, just interacting with the Lord and see what He has in store for us. And even being in the will of God, we can be in God's will without knowing exactly what He wants us to do. My children can be in my will. They can play outside or they can play in the house. They must just not fight. Then I'm happy. But they're in my will. They might not even know it, that they're in my will. Okay, they will know when they fight, they're not in my will anymore. But there's sometimes we just do good things. We just do the right thing. We happen to do the right things. And it works out that way, and God is happy with that. But I'm saying there's just more that we can know. There's another interaction with the Lord where we can move beyond this. And I'm also teaching my children that they will get to know me, that they will get to know what's on my heart, what are the things that I like, what is it that I don't like. I don't want them to, well, let me put it this way. The best thing for me is when I can see my children doing good things without me telling them to do it. That is great. That is almost, they start maturing. They start getting not the mind of Yaku, because we also have a lot of faults, but they start doing more correct things without me telling them, do this, do that, do that, do that, do this, do this, do this. And that is what we're looking for. That is what I believe God is. He wants us to move beyond where we're just robots. And He's just manipulating us. Now you do this and 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 this. And say, Lord, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Then we're just robots. Then it's not relationship. That's not relationship. And often that is, I think about my prayers, I just want to know the next step, I want to know this, I want to know that. And it's more about getting to know the heart of God, getting to know God, spending time with the Lord, that we start knowing Him, we start knowing His heart, we start knowing what is on His heart, what does He want us to do. Even David cried out in Psalm 143, he said, Lord, give ear to my pleas. In your faithfulness, answer me, in your righteousness. He was also just like us, desperate to hear from the Lord. And we also have all these examples. I was just now in the God speaking to Moses from the burning bush. It's sometimes, I think I expect God to speak to me in a certain way, and I almost miss the unconventional ways. Or I don't like how it's coming to me, the message. Or I don't like through whom it's coming. When I'm angry, and then He will tell me, with lots of love, Yaku, don't you must do this and this. Then sometimes it's hard to receive it in that moment. I don't like it. But that can be God speaking to me right in that moment. I believe that we must just also this morning think about the last time that you heard something from the Lord. Think about the last time that you thought, wow, this is God speaking to me. This is Him showing me something. how did it happen? But also start just to be open to more almost unconventional ways. Just as in worship, I'm always aware of God is speaking to us in worship, and to us as a church or maybe individually. And the Bible is clear that God inhabits the praises of His people. I was reading another article about sometimes we just want to download, it's a little bit off the topic, but just download sermons or do this, or just read something on the internet. But there's just something special when we come together as God's people and God is here and He speaks to us. Sometimes we will hear God speaking to us like nowhere else, in worship, in our services, in coming together. And just looking at the word, I'm just going to read for us from John 14, where Jesus says again, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. John 14, verse 18. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. And then verse 21, he says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Then Judas, he said, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus said, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Jesus said, they will come to us and make our home with us, and he will manifest himself to us. And this the important thing there is where Jesus said in verse 23, if a man loves me, if we love him, if we really love Jesus, then these things are going to happen. And in the original, that, and we will come to him and make our home with him, that come to him is really face to face, where Jesus and God will come to me and they will be face to face with us. That's what it's talking about. About a face-to-face, and we'll make their home, that making their home with us, is they're going to be by our side. So that's amazing. That is Jesus saying, if we love him, they will be with us face-to-face by our side. Face-to-face by our side is so much more than just us asking the Lord what to do next, what now, what this. The people that's married will know that there's so much better to be married and then you can be in one house than just phoning one another all the time. Amen. Yes. Regardless of your cell phone bill, that's zero. And petrol and everything. Yes. There's something else that God is talking about that is something amazing. Where it's not just this talking. Where it's face to face by your side. And that is God's desire for us. And it's from that place, living with the Lord, where we will live life. And for me, it is still something that I'm just meditating upon. And say, Lord, how does this look? How's this where we just face to face by your side, we're going together, not just asking what now, what this. Tell me this, give me this answer. Where God's presence is so real in every situation. Where God is manifesting himself to us. Where we start to know his mind and his heart for the people around us. For the situations around us. Where he's just opening our eyes to see. It's really something I'm also praying about. Is that the Lord will help me to see. Because it's easy to get irritated and it's easy to be offended. We all, if you haven't been offended lately, maybe you'll be offended today. Or just later. Offenses will come. That's what Jesus said. I think it's Luke 17 verse 1. Offenses will come. But sometimes it just helps to to ask the Lord to help us to see differently. So it is almost funny to think that at the one side God is saying he's going to be face to face with us, he's by our side, and then on the other side, we just want to hear his voice. We just want to have an answer. We want to have this more answers and more knowledge. Where he's saying he's with us. He's by our side. He's face to face. That's the paradox. So why don't we hear more? Why don't we just know exactly what to do? And I think one of the reasons is maybe our motives are just not right. Why we want to hear? Why we want to see? Is it just for ourselves? Is it just to take a next step? Is it just to do the right thing? Is it just to not make a mistake? Just to know, must I buy or not buy? What's going to come that I can move to another place? Is the earthquake coming in Cape Town and I can go to Durban? What is it about? Why do we want to know? And that's just a question that each one must ask himself. What is really our motive for knowing God's voice? Matthew 16 verse 25 says, those that want to save their own lives will lose it. If we just want to save our own life, we will lose it. And Jesus' example throughout the Bible is always about one that's dying to himself, dying to his own desires, giving things up for us, for the people, serving the people around him. And then ultimately, our hearing will be blocked if we don't understand the nature of God. If we don't really see what God wants to see, what he wants to do. God's desire is really that we become like Jesus, that we can partner with him and do great exploits, but that we grow and become like Jesus. And it's something that we often challenge with. We want to have everything must be great, that we can be happy, that we can feel good. We want everything to work out well. We don't like it when the car breaks on a holiday. Okay, it's usually not nice. But there's so many things that can quickly come and steal our joy. Or you can have a great quiet time, you go to work, and then suddenly everything falls apart and the day is just not great anymore. Don't know if it happened to you, but things just change so quickly. And the word says, in the presence of the Lord, there's joy. There's something of a joy that can go with the presence of God that's with us. There's a joy in that relationship. Even in having God with us, there's a joy that nothing can give us. There's a joy from being present with the Lord that we can't get anywhere else. And if we understand that, we can enter into that joy in the midst of circumstances that's not working out. I don't know all of your circumstances. I don't know how it's going to look. But this, for me, it gives hope. It gives me hope to think that God understands my circumstances. And he says in his presence there's a joy. It gives me hope to think of those things that's not working out, those things that I'm struggling with, and say, Lord, in all of that, Lord, where's your joy? What is there that I must be thankful for? What is it that I'm missing? What is my blind spot that I'm not seeing? Where's your joy that I can experience in this place? And we also, obviously, that affects our hearing is just the world we live in and all the distractions and our smartphone. It's next to us, that's always beeping, always distracting, always telling us another message. And there's actually now a few people that's doing research on the way that our interaction with the internet and smartphones and everything is changing behavior, is changing just how we interact. And they say currently we're still a bit young, it's about 20 years or so in the process. So it's a bit young to come up with a lot of research and say that this has happened since we started using smartphones. But there's a lot of people theologians actually, that they're so concerned about this interaction that we have with our phones and with all the technology around us, because we're always looking for something better. It's often that we read this, and now you read this, and you read this, and you read this. You say, what if there's something else about this? And you read this, and this, and this. And in the meantime, you get a WhatsApp or SMS, and then something pops up here. And you think, oh, what about that? Then a reminder goes off, then you're totally distracted. And that is the world that we live in at the moment, where our attention span is getting shorter and shorter, and you always want to be almost entertained. There's an entertainment that we're looking for that we just, it's just always available. So now at the same time, where we're reading the Word and studying and meditating and spending time with the Lord might almost become boring in a sense. Because you want more, you want something else, you want to hear, you want to see. And those are the dangers that we live with. And we don't fully understand it yet. We don't fully understand the effects of it yet. But I'm seeing that for me, I must also make a constant effort to say, okay, I'm going to put my phone down. And I'm aware that this is something that's really changing the way I interact with the Bible. It's easy to read Bible just on our phone, to do everything on the phone. It's the mini computer next to us. But it might be a distraction for us to hear the Lord. It might be a distraction for us just to be still with the Lord, to hear His voice. It might be a big distraction just there. And just a few things about hearing God's voice and interacting with the Lord. A few things that I just want to highlight is, it's really God is our Father. He's not our taskmaster. He's not the one that's just going to tell us a lot of things to do. He's our Father. He wants community with us. He wants us to become like Jesus. He wants relationship. That's what God wants. That's what He desires. And when we read the Bible, we must read it and think, how would I have behaved if I was in that story? Because it's all humans. Even the things that happened to Jesus, and He said, greater things than you do that I've done. So there's a world out there that's available. There's an interaction with God that's available that we see in the Bible that we might not see in our lives yet. But there's so many things that's available that happens to pure humans in the Word. That is, for me, that's great revelation for me. They're all human, I'm human, so there's good things to come. I can look forward to crazy things happening, to bushes that start burning when you walk out here, a car can explode and someone can talk to us, and it can be God saying, stop that nonsense in your life, or something. It sounds crazy to us, but imagine Moses going, he's just looking after his sheep. And then the bush starts burning and it keeps on burning. Or a mountain starts burning. And there's things that's happening that we just read it as if it's, oh, the bush is burning and everything. And we read all this stuff and just assume that this is just how it used to be. Or we just get casual with the Word. And we don't see the interaction. We don't see what God was doing there. What is still available for us. What the things that can happen. Now Peter, he saw visions and Saul that's been hit off his horse, blinded. Maybe that's a car crash in today era. You crash into another car and you can't see and God starts speaking to you. Who knows? But I just realized there's almost like a whole world. When we read the Bible, see that this is humans. And Jesus was fully God, but also fully human. And He had the Spirit that was available there is the same Spirit that's available to us today. That Holy Spirit. It's the same Spirit that's here and interacting with us. And even the Bible stories, it's not just stories, it's events, it's things that happened. It's things that really happened. And it might be that we just so reading the Bible in a sense where we just read everything, but that we don't really see what God has been doing. And that we actually have not a relationship with the Lord where we want to learn from the Word and also experience God for our everyday life. Where it's something that we just know that it's good to do, so I'm doing it. I just know that it's like taking vitamins. I must read a little bit of Bible and take my vitamins after breakfast, and that's all good. And then I go on. And we miss a whole world. We miss so much of our relationship with God. And so many people that experience God in so many crazy ways. And I'm excited about that. I like these weird things, and everything is possible and things can happen. And I want us to get excited about the Word and get excited about the possibilities of things, of a life with the Lord. And in all of that, as we study the Bible, I want to encourage us that we start getting to know God, to see how God interacts with His people, see what God is doing, get to know Him, learn from Him, learn from God how He dealt with certain situations, learn from Him. And we start to know God's intentions and His desires and His thoughts about something, where we can start acting on behalf of God, knowing what He would have told us to do. Just from knowing Him, knowing His heart. There's this example in the Bible in Mark 3, where on a Sabbath day, a man with a withered hand, Jesus called him out and asked the people gathered around whether one should do good on the Sabbath, heal the man, or do evil. There's this man with a hand full of sores and just sick, and everybody was just silent. They didn't know God. They didn't know God's heart to heal the man. They were just thinking about the laws and all the things that's going to be wrong and this and that law. And God's heart is to heal this man. That is what He wanted to do. And Jesus healed it, and after that they wanted to kill Him. They just wanted to kill Jesus, and they didn't like what He was doing. But Jesus understood the heart of the Father. He understood when He saw that man. He understood something about God wants to do. And He just reacted on that, because He knew the mind of God. And this morning, it's not about a to-do. Do this, do this, do this, do this, and then, ta-da, we know a lot more. I want to encourage us to engage with the Lord in a new way. I want to encourage Him to get still with the Lord. Say, Lord, You are with me, Lord. Help me to see You. Help me to know what to do. Why do You want me to partner with You? What are the exploits that You have for me? Help me to see Your mind, to get to know You, to know how You want to react in certain situations. We will hear the Lord. We are designed to hear God. The sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. And as we get to, as we hear God's voice, as we get those answers, there's a place where we need to be humble. Sometimes what some people do, they will take that and say, oh, I've heard the Lord and this is great and now everybody must follow me, and it can't happen to you. And we see many false prophets and many cults and things in this day and age, where people, they got this revelation, and now they just start keeping everything to themselves, and they make a whole new doctrine out of it. And they say that they will often say that only certain people can hear from the Lord. It used to be like that in the Old Testament, but now God is speaking to all of us. And a small group or wherever, if you want to talk to me again about it and just hearing God's voice and in a really practical, individual way, then we can pray together and we will hear something from God speaking to you for your life, or just you will experience the Lord. Because that's what we're designed to. We're designed to have that relationship. But in all of that, we must stay humble. And I say, Lord, it's really special and it's an honor to hear from the God, from the Lord. And it's often not just that we can have a better life. Often we will hear, it's actually for me, it's much easier to hear God speaking to me when I'm praying for somebody else. That is almost the clearest, if I can put it that way. If I'm praying for somebody else, or praying for somebody else's situation, or praying for something that people want to know something, or when it's not me, it's clear and it's easy, and there's a conversation where the focus is removed from me. There's a small poster that said, Lord, when we are wrong, make us willing to change. When we are right, make us easy to live with. Sometimes we hear the Lord, we know this is the right thing, and we just go, bang, bang, this is how it's going to be and everything. And we just get grumpy. Nobody wants to be around us. There's still a love for people. There's still a love that must be in us and through us. Because knowledge puffs up. 1 Corinthians 8. So you've got knowledge that puffs up and love that builds up. St. Augustine has said, when we come to our final home, there we shall rest and see and love and praise. This is what shall be in the end without end. I'll read it again. He said, when we come to our final home, there we shall rest and see and love and praise. This is what shall be in the end without end. We are made to glorify God. We are made for His glory. We are made for exploits. We are made for a partnership with the Lord. God is committed to our lives, and He wants us to get the mind of Christ, to grow in our understanding of the Lord, to grow in our understanding of Him, us becoming like Him. That's what we go for. And us dying to our own things. And I want to encourage you in this week and as we come together, is really start asking the Lord, what are those things that He's prepared for you? Where can you just partner together? Where is there's a locking, there's a partnership where we come together and we have exploits together. And for me, it was just a revelation again through this week when I thought this is only the beginning of a relationship with the Lord that's going to end. Well, it's not going to end. It's going to go into eternity. There's a relationship that goes into eternity. There's a walking with God that we're just going to mature in as we get to know God better and better. And there's the excitement of this walking together. And I just realized that God just wants to take us beyond just saying, Lord, what is going to come next? There's a place for all of these things. But just hearing God is just a small part of our relationship, our being with God. And that is what I want to encourage you with. And a big part of knowing God and getting to know God is in the Word of God. As we study the Scriptures, as we read the Word. But read it with new eyes, read it with, say, ask the Lord to you, Lord, I want to get to know you. I want to see how is this applicable to me today. What do you want to teach me about your character, about your mindset, and help me to become more like you? Then we can walk together and there's a whole new world, there's a whole new relationship that's waiting for all of us. You can just all stand, please. Yeah, so this morning, I want to encourage you, don't just hearing God, and obviously there's a lot more stuff. This is just like the beginning. This is almost like a taster. Don't just take silence for an answer. Don't just take, if we don't hear it, think that, okay, that's enough, and maybe that's how it's going to be. And then we just stop there. Enter in. Spend time with the Lord. Remove those distractions. And say, Lord, why do you want to show me? And I've experienced through the years so many ways in that God spoke to me where, for me, it's always easier when I'm just walking or in the mountain, or it's a bit removed from the everyday life and going on. And as I interacted with people and just listened to the stories, there's so many times, there's just this individual way how God interacts with each one. Just a special way. And that speaks to me of a God that really loves us, a God that for each one is precious in His eyes. And for each one, He desires that you know His voice. But more than just His voice, His whole being, Him, seeing Him face to face, experiencing His presence every day. You can just close your eyes. I'm just going to pray for us. Father, I feel this morning, Lord, that we must just repent, Lord, of just having so many questions that just going to benefit ourselves. Just for things that we want to know. Without even thinking about anyone else, without thinking about the world, without thinking about you. Lord, we just want to come before you, Lord, and say, help us to get our motives right, Lord. Help us to see through your eyes, Lord. Lord, I pray for each one here, Lord, for their relationship with you, to almost move into a new dimension, for lack of other words, Lord, just to take it in a new dimension. We will be just thrilled with your presence, Lord. That joy and peace that the Word speaks of, Lord, that comes from being in your presence. I pray that it will be real for each one. In Jesus' name. And Lord, and then for that partnership. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't make us robots, Lord. You gave us a world, you gave us a mind, and And you're building, you're investing. From the start, Lord, you invested so much in each one of us. You are fully committed to our lives. Thank you for great exploits, Lord. Thank you for the great things that everyone is going to do with you, Lord. But thank you just for life, Lord, for every day walking in your presence. And this morning, Father, I pray that each one will hear your voice. But more than that, Lord, we'll experience you, Lord. We'll experience you, Lord. Just want to take a moment as he's just playing. Just speak to the Lord. Maybe there's something that's just not on your mind, or something that you got convicted over. Just want you to respond to the Word. To respond to what God told you or what He's speaking to you about. I'm just going to give a few minutes for that. Father, thank you that you didn't make us robots, Lord. Thank you for a relationship with you, Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you, Lord, that there's a freedom to live within those boundaries that you've set for us, Lord. Thank you for life, Lord. I pray, Lord, as we go from here, Lord, that each one will really experience you in a new way. Each one will see you in a new way as you sit face to face by their side. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, for hope in hopeless situations. Pray your blessing on each one here, Lord, and on their homes, and your protection. In Jesus' name, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. Amen.